This is 11-fold contracting.
Hi, is this Elliot?
Yes.
Hi, Elliot. Elliot, it's Paul calling from Local Splash. How's your day going so far? Happy Wednesday.
It's going okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time, especially if you're busy, but I did want to check back in with you. I think when we spoke in January regarding maybe doing local service ads or Google Verified, you were not yet insured. You didn't have the liability insurance to qualify for that. I mean, I just wanted to check in and see if this might be something you would be looking to do for your business at this point. You know, the pay per qualified lead service that Google offers.
I mean, I've had my insurance since last July, pretty much.
Okay.
But, if it was going to cost me more money was probably the only thing.
Oh, that might have been it. Yeah. Because you'd be paying for leads. It is a qualified lead service. And, you know, I know you do painting, general contracting and things like that. Your leads are a little less than $40. They're like $38.67 for painting and $32 for like something that falls under general contracting. I don't know if that's something that you'd be looking to do at this point, but, it is where, you know, kind of the clients that have a little bit more disposable income, the clients that are looking not for the cheapest guy, but for the best guy, those customers do flock towards the Google Guarantees. It used to be called Google Guarantees, now Google Verified or local service ads. But is that something you might consider? I mean, I can get you some details.
Yeah, I mean, if you even just email me some of those details.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I just need to understand more about, like, what it would wind up looking like. Are they just going to keep feeding me leads even though I might not need them, kind of a thing? Or
so how that works is you only pay for the qualified leads. You can turn the leads off as often as you like, turn them back on. A lot of my clients who do bigger jobs, you know, they get a qualified lead, it turns into a job, then they pause their lead. So, you know, you're only paying for the leads that you use, and then everything else rolls over to the following month. So you have a budget, once you're thoroughly vetted, and obviously, you know, you don't have any felonies on your record, at least not in the last 7 years. Once you're thoroughly vetted, you would pay roughly $500 for the first 13 leads. You kind of pay for the more expensive leads, which are the painting leads, and then it might be less, but that does cover 13 leads total. And then every time, it's going to route through a Google phone number. That way, the Google AI makes sure that it's someone in your service area, someone that is requesting a service you want to provide, and then, of course, you have to either quote a price to them or schedule an appointment to meet with them in person. Otherwise, it would not be a qualified lead. You wouldn't pay for it. So it does have a very high conversion rate. And then, like I said, anything you don't use that following month rolls over to the next month. Let's say, for example, you only use one lead. The next month, you pay $38.67 if it was a painting lead, $32 if it was a general contracting lead. So it's designed to be affordable. And, I mean, for the bang for the buck type of thing, our clients that do have Google Verify or Google Guaranteed, that is a product that our clients do very well with. They see a fantastic return on investment, and you know a lot of our clients do end up keeping that service for a very long time because of that high conversion rate.
And you're saying it's like $500 down, though. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's kind of like a prepaid gas card scenario. It takes about 3 to 5 weeks for the vetting process. Google doesn't do it in-house. They outsource it to either Evident or Pinkerton. You might know Pinkerton from cowboy movies. Again, they just want to make sure that you complete that background check. It looks like everything would be fine, though. And then obviously they do have you prepay for 13 leads. They kind of have that as like a number that makes sense for most businesses. Some need more. Most of like my clients that do bigger jobs, like I said, they might only use 5 or 6 leads in a month. Everything else rolls over. You have at least $100,000 in general liability insurance, right?
Yeah, no, it's $1 million.
It's a million. Yeah, I mean, that's the minimum requirement. It's always quite low. In fact, it would be 500,000 for the general contractor license. Now, I don't know if we spoke about it before, but there's a licensing requirement for the painting leads, not any licensing requirement to do Google Verified for general contractor, at least not, you know, in Oregon. But you would need to have a residential general limited or specialty contractor painter license from the Oregon Construction Contractors Board.
I have a general contracting license with the CCB for sure. And, so I don't know where the specified painter comes in play there.
Right, right. So, you know, it's really odd. I mean, it depends on the area. It depends on the industry. So like even like, you know, somewhere else, you might not need any licensing requirement at all for painting. We might not be able to get you painting leads. It might just be for general construction, in which case it's, you know, about $6-7 cheaper. Just because, you know, you might not have what Google requires for that. But like I said, I have to look it up every time because it's different for the industry and it's different for the area. There's no consistency. There's no consistency even with the liability requirement, although one consistency is it's always a very low number. I've never spoken with anybody who had general liability and didn't have a sufficiently high number to do their services. But yeah, you might not actually be able to do Google Verified for the painting leads, but we could still do it for general contracting leads and everything.
Well, I would love to figure out what I would need to do in order to get it for paint, because that's,
okay,
I feel like I jumped through extra hoops to, and the paint.
I mean, I don't even know what that is.
Specialty contracting thing.
Yeah, it says residential, general, limited, or specialty contractor painter license. If you have a residential general, I don't know what the specialty contractor painter license means.
So general contractor is just the step above a specialty contractor. General contractor can do a limitless amount of projects on the same project for the same contract, and a specialty can only do up to two.
Okay, I gotcha. So it seems like you would qualify for that if you have a general contractor license or a specialty contractor painter license. So yeah, that seems like you already have it, you know. And it's weird that
the I think they're just adding painter onto the pre requirement that's already part of the, that there was no such quote unquote painter's aspect of doing anything with the CCB.
So right. I mean, it seems like if you have a general contractor license, that it kind of supersedes it. It seems like the specialty contractor painter license would only be if you didn't have a general contractor license. And it's odd that for general contractor, you don't even have to have a license at all for that. But I guess it seems like you would qualify for that. But yeah, I mean, it's something that we would definitely check out with Google and make sure that everything's fine. We'd let you know if there was any problems with that. But it seems like the general contractor license would be sufficient to cover both the licensing requirements for painting and for general contractor. It's just odd that I see wording pop up and I'm like, okay, what does that exactly mean? And is that something that my client already has? But it seems like it says the residential, general, or limited specialty contractor license. So it seems like the one that you have would be perfect for that. So, you know, once you sign up, you know, and all you would pay for initially is the one-time application fee. It's a one and done. It's not like an annual membership. It's normally $250, but, you know, Google gives us these vouchers for $50 each, and I'd be happy to apply one here, especially since you're already an active client of ours. It would just be a one-time application fee of $200, and then it might be 3 weeks or 5 weeks. You get the Google Verified application by text and email, you know, the day you sign up, and then as long as we get, you know, the copies of the proof of insurance and things like that, then it usually takes about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Once you do pass the background check, you get notification from us and also by Google that you have passed the background check, that you are eligible to do Google Verified, and then you have 3 days to say, hey, you know, let's get it started now, or can we wait a little bit? Otherwise, once you're notified, 3 days later, it would activate that $500 budget for the first 13 weeks.
Okay, so the $200, $250 application fee is just for them to run that background and do all that?
It's a one-time application fee for Google Verified. Yeah, it's for the background check. It's for everything else. But like I said, I can apply. Well, I've got a couple of them here. I mean, you are an active client of ours, and if that's, you know, something that would help you to move forward with something like this, I can, you know, reduce that 250, not to 200, but to 150. That would be a one-time application fee, and then once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when you start paying for the individual leads.
All right, well, I'll definitely have to think about
I definitely will be happy to get an email out to you specifically for this particular product, and then it will have my contact information on there, or you can even just you know, respond to the email. I'll give you, you know, a few days over the weekend and everything, and I'll check back in with you next week and see what your thoughts are.
All right.
All right, Mr. Jennings, I appreciate your time today. Always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. Take care.
You have a great day. Take care. Bye now.